This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, the real scoop on covered litter boxes. When it comes to choosing a litter box for your cat, you may think a covered one is a good choice because it offers privacy for the cat and it hides all those things you don't want to see or smell. But there are some facts to consider before making that purchase. Much of the success or failure of a particular box has to do with the size of the box, how clean it's kept, where it's located, the number of boxes per cat, and one other very important factor, the type of box itself. So let's examine whether a covered box is really cat-friendly or not. Let's start by looking at it from our perspective. From a cat parent's point of view, a covered box seems ideal because it offers privacy for the cat, litter scatter control, the ability to keep the cat's pee and poop from being on display, and it's a way of keeping odor inside the box. If we look at it from the human's point of view, a covered box appears, at least initially, to be a dream come true. It keeps everything neat and tidy inside the box, and no one but the cat has to look at it. Unfortunately, though, many behavior problems occur because we, as cat parents, look at a cat's environment from our point of view, and we neglect to see things from the cat's perspective. So now let's look at it from the cat's point of view. If you think like a cat, you'll start to look at the covered litter box in an entirely different light. A covered litter box makes a larger cat feel cramped while in there. Covered boxes don't allow as much air circulation, so it takes longer for the litter to dry. Odor is contained in the box, which we like, but that can be offensive to the cat who's inside. A covered box limits a cat's visual field to see if another companion animal is approaching. That's a really important fact if the companion animal is one that the kitty views as an opponent. A covered litter box also limits a cat's escape potential, and that can create opportunities for a cat to get ambushed while in there. And a covered litter box may not get scooped often enough. So the dilemma here is privacy versus safety. While we're busy worrying about privacy, a cat is really worried about safety. Being in the litter box puts a cat in a vulnerable position. If you have a multi-cat household and there's just the smallest hint of tension between cats, imagine how stressful it could be for one cat to go into a covered box where there's only one way in and one way out. I've seen situations where one cat uses that opportunity to ambush another cat in the litter box. It's not unusual to see one cat sitting on top of the box, ready to pounce as soon as the other cat exits the box. In this situation, the cat who's being ambushed will soon decide that it's much safer to go somewhere else. And that location choice is often out in the open with more visual warning time, so the cat has a chance to get away when an opponent enters the room. There doesn't even have to be tension in a multi-cat home for a cat to feel very vulnerable in a covered litter box because there's no escape potential. It could just take one or two times of a cat being surprised by another cat who has to use the box at the same time. Or it could be the family dog who sticks his nose in the box, or maybe even a toddler following the cat as he heads into the box to take care of personal business. The bottom line is that if a cat feels the litter box isn't a safe location, his survival instinct will tell him to seek another option. Now let's talk about your cat's incredible sense of smell. This is something to think about with a litter box that's covered, because how does this appear to a cat who's equipped with incredible senses? Since your cat's nose is often so close to the litter substrate itself, imagine how unpleasant it is to be in a covered box where there isn't enough air circulation to adequately dry the litter. The smell in the box could be overpowering enough to drive kitty away. Next on the list about what I don't like about covered litter boxes, cramped accommodations. Many litter boxes, whether they're open or covered, are really often too small. I recommend to my clients that they purchase large storage containers and then cut an entrance on one side so the cat can have easy access. Combine the fact that many litter boxes are too small with then putting a cover on that as well, you have a cramped, unappealing litter box setup. For many cats, the only way to use the box is to crouch down or to stick their heads out of the entrance. And while you may initially think a covered box will keep things neater, it actually creates more work for you. In order to scoop the box, you have to remove the cover. When it comes time to thoroughly scrub the box, you now have two parts of a box to clean instead of just one. So what's a better alternative? If you're thinking about a covered box in order to control litter scatter, or if you have a cat who sprays in the box, just choose a high-sided open box instead. A large plastic storage container with high sides will work beautifully. All you have to do is cut out a low entrance on one side. There are also manufacturers who make high-sided litter boxes. So depending upon the size of your cat and whether he sprays in the box, one of the commercial litter boxes may work for you, or you can transform a plastic storage container. The bottom line, it's important to choose what's best for your cat and not what's most convenient for us. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more information on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.